Are you struggling to be more generous? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. To break the power of money in our lives, we can't afford not to give. In Luke 16:13, Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either you'll hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Giving dethrones money so that God can direct our lives. Otherwise, the temporal things of this world will blind us from the eternal. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 6:18 through 19, "Command the rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." Giving prioritizes eternity over the present. It replaces what is seen by what is unseen. Earthly trinkets are replaced by eternal rewards. If you think you can't afford to give, try denying yourself something. Then give that money to the work of the Lord. Keep a record and adjust your budget. You'll be surprised at how much you can really afford and discover the joy that accompanies giving. Sacrifice will turn into satisfaction. Generosity blesses the giver and the receiver. And if you're struggling with credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/CCC. That's crown.org/CCC.